But Masechet Shkalim, Daf Gimel, and we were holding on the top line. We're now about to begin the Pitgam, Mataktim et Adrachim et Chovot et Mikvot HaMayim. And then the Mishnah adds, after apparently discussing anything that you or I could think of about what Tzorchei HaRabim are, it adds, V'osim kol Tzorchei HaRabim, which is obviously meant to include something else. What does that come to conclude? Elohim Tzorchei HaRabim. Danin dinei mamonut, v'dinei nefashot, v'dinei makot, v'po din arachim, v'charamim, v'egdeshot. Mashkinet Asota, it's a very fascinating idea, which some compare to the concept of reading Bahar B'chukotai before Shavuot. Tachel Shana v'kirlotea, v'tachel Shana v'birchotea. So too, there's an Indian, as we begin the new year, the new Aveda, to clear the agenda. And a lot of court cases have been piling up and issues, whether it's talking about Onshim, whether it's talking about Dinim, whether it's talking about being Mavara the Sota, whether it's talking about getting a new Paraduma when necessary, which was of course exceedingly rare, Surfimata Para, or Finegla Ruf, if there was any need for such. If there was anything which had gathered dust during the year, and they kept putting it off, it is with the court agenda, with the agendas they have, keep putting it off, and putting it off, and nowadays you can wait 7 years before they get around to listening to you. Great. Do you know how many people that I know personally that have been destroyed by the Israeli justice system? So here we have a takana that that's not allowed. The year finishes up a year. The cases are finished by the end of beginning of Nisan the next year. Same thing would be true of Rotzin Eved Ivri Mitarin et Hamitzora, and it's time for water. So the other thing that we do, it's time for water. We've got to get the public water supply now ready. We've actually closed during the winter all access to the public cisterns because we want them to fill and let people, when they have opportunities to collect rainwater, we'd like to encourage them to do so on their own. If we provide them public facilities during the winter, they won't fill up. So we lock them. When it comes to the beginning of Nisan, we take off the knots, the locks, and they're not put back on again until the winter. So, and furthermore, mifarkinata minaome al gabi amayim in marzinotam anytime soon. Now, what's strange is that the Mishnah in Moed Katan mentions that during the time of Chol HaMoed, Mashkin Beit HaShlachim, which is that any field that requires irrigation and will die without irrigation, is mutter to irrigate during Chol HaMoed. But what's strange is that it adds, Mitzaynin Al HaKvarot. But if we did this already in Nisan, why are we doing it during Chol HaMoed? Lo Kvar Tzinu Mi'adar, I thought we did this before even Rosh Chodesh. Well, Tipoter Shirat Shetev Shel Gishamim V'Shot. Look, I mean, you can get sudden severe storms after Adar. So we went out to be Mitzayin Akvarot mid Adar, and it rained. So you can do this again during Chol HaMoed. V'yotzina, that's when people are generally available. So availability at that time, when it's a Tzorchei HaRabim, there's no dinim of Chol HaMoed for Tzorchei HaRabim, and Adarabba, we're even bechaving to do it during Chol HaMoed. The Yotzin Af Al Hakilayim, but that Yotzin Al Hakilayim is meant here as a community. It's a little bit confused, as it always is in the Matfis, because they put the two dots in the wrong place. It looks like Yotzin Al Hakilayim is a reference to our Mishnah, as if we're going back to quote our Mishnah. Yotzin Al Hakilayim is the Mishnah in Moed Katan, which we're continuing to ask from now. It's very confusing. Get rid of it, I think. So the same way that we asked B'tzainin Al Hakvarot, Lo Kvar Tzinu Mi'adar. So we continue the mission to say, V'yotzin al hafakilayim lo kvar yatzu mi adar. Didn't already Beit Din go out during Adar to uproot the kilayim? So what the heck are they going out again during Chol HaMoed? How did the kilayim grow during that short period? Tipater shaita shana afila v'natzmachim nikarin. Obviously, this would, we can't give the same test we gave before, that they regrew, but we could say that they weren't able to go out early because it was a cold year. Or again, of course, we don't have our seasons perfectly lined up with the lunar solar issues. So it could have been a late year, and the plants haven't grown yet. So they didn't go out in mid-Adar, and they waited until next opportunity when everyone would be available for Avedis HaTzibur was during Chol HaMoed. Minayin Letzion. Now, it says over here that Mitzaynin, one of the things that we do is we're Mitzaynin et HaKvarot. Is there basis for Tzion Kvarot? Says Reb Rachia that Reb Yaakov, Bar Bat In the Bavli, we had a dollar there, which is interesting. But anyway, Rebrachi quotes Reb Yaakov bar Debat Yaakov, Beshem Reb Chunya from Brit Chavrin. Reb Yosef says, no, was not Reb Yaakov bar Debat Yaakov. It was Reb Yaakov bar Acha who was quoting Reb Chunya of Brat Chavrin. And Reb Chizkia and Reb Uziel, berater of Chunya de Brat Chavrin, claimed that it was Reb Chunya of Beit Chavran, not to be confused with Reb Chunya of Brat Chavrin, anyway, and he must know because after all he is from Brat Chavrin. But in any event, the limud is the Tamei Tamei Yikra, it says that the Mitzora shall call out Tamei. Now that tells you that Tuma should always call out to you. Kedeshere Hatuma Kor Alacha Bifia V'Omeret Lecha Frosh. There should always be a notification by Tuma that gives advance notice to be Purish and not to become Tamei. Taking that as the mitzvah of Mitzorah, so then we would actually ask the mace to be modia that he's lying there, but that's a problem in most cases. So therefore we do it for him, and Besdin goes out, and is mitzainin alakvarot. Now that's one. Rabbi Lov, Hashem, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman says, well, actually, that is the Mokra in the Torah, but if you want a more specific reference to an actual tzion, which is what you were looking for, of course we have the famous Nevuah of Yecheskel about Gog u'Magog, that after the war with Gog u'Magog, it says, v'avru ha'ovrim ba'aretz v'ra'a etzem adam, uvana etzlo tzion. So we learn like this, etzem. So first of all, this tells us that etzem adam, of course we're taking into consideration at the end of the pasuk says, uvana etzlo tzion. So we understand this all in context of building a tzion. So etzem tells us that the tzion is to be mitzanin al ha'atzamot. I would say, like this, if you read the pashtus of this sugya, you would have thought that this was only part of the burial effort. So this talks about 6 months of going around, collecting, cleaning up after Mechemet Gog u'Magog. And you wouldn't realize that we're talking about over years specifically on remains. That's the point. So it was when it says etzem, the country mitzanim al ha'atzamot, when it says adam, it means that which would have a shame adam to be metame be'oel, is mitzayinim ala shidrava ha-gugolet, even though the entire remains are not there. Ubana tzion, this tells us mekanshu mitzayinim agabi even kavua. We don't make just a loose mark on the ground. The tzion has to be on something which is permanently implanted, and that does not include even putting something on a rock that is not implanted, because imat omer agabe even telusha. So what is to prevent this even telusha from being bumped around and eventually moved, and afi olechet umetambe b'makom acher, which will cause people to believe that a place which is perfectly tahor is tameh, they'll end up not using it, burning tyrus shalokadin, and so on. So certainly it can't just mean that it's supposed to be on an even. It means binyan b'makom echad. When it says etzlo, this tells me that there has to be a little bit of distance. It should be b'makom tahara. Don't build the tzion directly over the body, because by the time a person realizes he's stepping on a tzion, he's already told me he was metame tahara. A lot of good that's going to do it. So therefore, take the tzion and make it etzlo, not on it. And tzion is mikan the tzion, obviously. Now, in a case where matzah even achat mitzuyanet, suppose you find only one stone. One stone is a problem, because if, in fact, we were being mitzah in an area, then there would have to be a marking over an area, not one unit. So that leads us to believe that somebody is not doing the halacha properly, not that we lost the other side. And maybe it actually was put directly over a body, and this guy doesn't know how to do it. So in that case, if you find even achat mitzuyanet, alpha pishein mekayim, even though that's not the halacha, and that's not the way it's supposed to be kept, nonetheless, we have to be cheshed that it was done wrong. And ma'ahil aleaz tameh, because ani omer, meit mitzuyana, yanatun tachteh. I have to be worried that he did it improperly, and there was a body directly beneath the stone. On the other hand, if you have shtayim, then it makes sense to say that this was a properly done tziyun, marking off the area which is tameh. Since the person knows what he's doing, he undoubtedly kept the halacha, putting the tziyun itself in a makom tahara to prevent you from getting to the tuma. And therefore, if you're standing on the makom that's mitsuyan, then you're tahor. So in that case, amal yelalayim tahor. Only b'neihem would be tameh. On the other hand, imaya choresh b'natayim. Now, if you see that people clearly just drive straight through it, So you've got a road between the two markers. You've got a road which you're plowing between two markers. That's never done if it would have been a marker on a grave. So then you have to be chashish that each one of these markers was a separate marker. Not that it was marking off the space between them. Then you're back to the problem. So then the actually on the contrary, then I'd say Beinei is Tahor, because why otherwise did it become a public area, or why did it become something that they were using on the farm? And then on the contrary, Sevivotehen would be Tameh, in the area around them, because then I'm back to dealing with the problem that I said originally. We do not make a tzion over nothing that will, in other words, insufficient skeletal remains, but there is enough to be metame, basar to be metame, that is, a basar is also metame, his eyes basar menames, but why be metzayin it, since basar decays, so shemineta kela basar. Rabbi Yusta Bar Shunam asked Rabbi Mona, but, I mean, meanwhile, people are going to walk over this area before it decays. Lo nimtze metami ta'arot l'mafreya, I mean, during that whole period? Omalei, well, that's too bad. Mutaf sheyitkalkalu bo l'sha'a, v'al yitkalkalu bo l'olam, I mean, it doesn't make more sense to take a risk on the short time that it'll take for the flesh to decay, rather than to have a permanent marker there. It may drive people crazy for years, maybe centuries. People will be burning tires for no possible reason, so it's better not to get involved, just leave it.
Took the
Heilige it's fine. What they used to do when they went out on the Kilayim, as opposed to Achrazan Kilayim, on the 15th, they're doing Chol HaMoed in the late year, they would go and they would rip out the Kilayim themselves and throw it down in front of them, and that is a heck of a message to that field owner, who would undoubtedly be shaken to the core at the fact that Bezdin has slapped him across the face. Of course, Misha Rabu over there, when that became sort of acceptable, and heck, this is great. So Hoyu Mashlechin Ledrachin, they were thrown into the road, and we'll see what that helps. Itkinu, when that didn't work, itkinu shiyu mafkirin et kol ha-sadeh. At that point, they would be mafkir the field and let anybody take it. That's what they're finally doing with the cars for drunk driving. You know, it took a long time. Let anybody comes in and take it. Tony, Rabbi Yehuda, in the Bryce, it clarifies what happened. And basically, these guys were very happy for two reasons. First of all, great, we get free weeding services. This is wonderful. Big long beards and all. Besides that, they would take whatever it was and they would feed it to their animals. So they all said free animal feed, which was just wonderful. It was beyond their imagination that people would actually be happy. They use it for their behemoths. We'll teach them a lesson. We'll throw it into the road and it'll get run over by 18-wheelers. No. We're still happy about the free weeding service. Now, how do we know that we can do that? The Mishnah is asserting that Bezdin has a right to go ahead and give away somebody else's things. I mean, where do we see a mocker for such a locking? So clearly, Ezra and his Beit Din had the power, for anyone who didn't show up at the public tshuva meeting, time of the chinuch of the Beis Hamikdash, that they would simply take away everything that he owns. That definitely encouraged everybody to show up. But you see that they actually did. Now the question is this basically a din in a knas type of thing? In other words, it's a Bezdin punishes people. So they can punish them by taking away their money. But is it really hefker? Does it have a din of hefker? I mean, this makes a tremendous nafkamina. If it has a din of hefker, then you can eat it without taking mice. If it's just a punishment, I mean, so fine. The mice doesn't mean that because Bezdin took away his money, that now as an ani, you can come along and take it and not take off mice. Or I, who was zeicher in the hefker, I could take it without mice. I mean, it wouldn't have any of those dinner. So how do we look at it? Says the Gemara, well, not only is hefker best in hefker, but minayin shipturah min ha-ma'asrot. How do we know that what was meant, we know that that's the anhaga. How do we know that that was what was meant in Ezra? That it was a din in hefker and not a punishment, which would be more like a civil penalty rather than an actual definition of ownership. Says Rabbi Yonatan, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Acha, I'll tell you where you know it from. Shemala min Hada, you can bring a raya from here. Ein abrim et hashana lo bashvi'it velo b'motzei shvi'it. Ve'im ibrua harezo mu'uberet. You're not supposed to be mahaber the year during Shemitah. Obviously, it's horrific. I mean, it prevents people from working their fields. It'd be a pretty dumb thing to do. And not on Matzah Shviz. The Gemara is going to ask, what's wrong with Matzah Shviz? But we'll get to that. But if Bezdin went ahead and was mahaber anyway, harezo me'uberet, it's still a shana me'uberet. Now look. The extra month that's added through the Yibur Shana, doesn't that mean that it has a din of Shemitah and it's Potter Mimaaser? So you see from here that the authority of Bezdin, in this case the authority of Bezdin to lengthen the year, is extended to actually define the status, and it's called Potter Mimaaser. Actually, this is a pretty poor right, because the power that Bezdin has to define the year, it's only incidental that since it is Shemitah, and Bezdin does have that power Midiraisa, this is not a drop. Since Bezdin has the power of the Rabbanah to be Ma'abra Shana, then by definition it'll be Potter like the rest of Shemitah is Potter. Later on, the Gemara is going to point out this doesn't prove a darn thing. It doesn't make sense as a writer. But before we get to that, let's just try to figure out what it's saying. Look, so let's just read on Chodesh Echachul Masif lo Potter Mimaaser. Oh, too. Isn't that extra month going to be Potter Mimaaser? So you see when the Rabbanah do something, so they can go all the way? Now, Ad Kedon Shvi'ita, I understand perfectly well why you don't want to lengthen the year of Shvi'ita, but what's wrong with lengthening the year of Metzoy Shvi'ita? Om Rabbi Yavin, Shalo L'Rabot V'Yisr Chadash. It's very simple. We are low, very low on supplies. If you're going to tell me that the 16th day of Nisan is a month later than it would otherwise be, what are we supposed to do for that month? Can't eat the new grain because it's Chadash. So it'd be crazy to add another month until we're able to eat the grain that we're growing. Therefore, of course, we should not lengthen the year by adding another Adar to the eighth year, the year of Matzah Shemitah. Makes perfectly good sense. Says the Gemara, but you should know that Rabbi Zeira points out, Shem Rabbi Lazar, Hadadat Amar, when do we say this? Ad Shlohiti Rabbi Lavi Yerek Mechutz Laretz Laretz. It was only before they allowed importing vegetables. This was a long period in which it was also to import vegetables from Chutz Laretz because of the chashash that the imported plants would contain some of the soil in which they had been grown. And since there were Noyak Tyrus in Eretz Yisrael, and the soil of Chutz Laretz is Matame, Tumata Amin, so they didn't allow importation. When things got really tough, and also concomitantly, there was a Yerida in the Shmira of Tyrus of Chul and Stam in Eretz Yisrael. So at that point, Mishita Rebbe, Lavi Yerek Bechutz Laretz, once they allowed importation, so then Hishviz, Hisharshne Shavuah, I mean, we no longer make this, no longer a big deal. If, in terms of the seasons of the year and all the other reasons that we're Ma'abed Hashanah, it's necessary to do so, we no longer take increasing a Shvi'is year as an emergency that shouldn't be done, no matter what the other circumstances are. It's no longer an emergency. It's an inconvenience. Tan Ein Ma'abrin. Furthermore, it says, we're not Ma'abed the eighth year. Omer Rabbi Mana, Adadat Amar B'Rishonash, Ayashanim Ketikunam. This is only said in good old times, when the grain was as high as an elephant's eye, and it was time to bring the Omer. But nowadays, Avalachsha, Sheina Shanim Ketikunam, by the time the Omer comes around, the grain's not ready to harvest anyway. So what's the difference if you add another month? Just then it'll be coming ripe. So now, it should say, Himotzei Shvi'it Yishashnei Shvi'it. There's no difference anymore between Mitzvah Shemitah and any other year, because anyway, the grain won't really be ready for harvesting until later. Tony, in fact, it says in a Brisa that Beit Rav Gamliel were Ma'aber Mitzvah Shvi'it Miad. They went ahead and were Ma'aber Mitzvah Shvi'it without any concern about this issue, obviously, because of what we just said. Well, Rabbi Yovun, Imin Hadas, getting back now to your Raya, which you were trying to bring a Raya, Rabbi Yonatan, Breda, Rabbi Yitzchak, was trying to bring a Raya, that Hefker Bezen, Hefker extends even to the Dinim of Maaser, and it's true Hefker, not simply Dinim at the Rabbanon, we're giving you a penalty. Says Rabbi Yovun, that's no Raya. Imin Hadas, let that Shema Minah, well, you can't learn a single thing out of it, I don't know what you're trying to bring a Raya. That, it's the Oraisa that Bezdin defines the year. It says Shmoret Chodesh Aviv, and that means Shomreyu Sheyaviyu B'chidusho. The halacha over there is that the season of spring must be chal during the first 15 days of Nisan. The season of spring, of course, is a solar phenomenon. So if you see that that's going to fall out after Chidusho, that's already, you can no longer say Kiddush Levana, the moon is already now on the wane. So then the Torah is telling you, you have no choice but to be Ma'abra Shana. Once it gives you that kayak. So if you're Ma'abra the Shana is defined that way. It's nothing to do with your being mafkir or anything and saying that it's going to be Chal on Maisras. That's the D'oraisa. Haida Amrada. You want to find something that teaches me what you're looking for? I'll tell you what you can learn it out from. In which we see that Hefker Bezdin and Hefker extends indeed to even the Dinomaisers. Here is where you're learning from. Gadisha Lolukat Takta. We have over here this interesting situation in which a man didn't allow in the Aniyim to pick up all the leket from the ground before he went ahead and piled up his own grain on the ground. In which case, basically, he subsumed in his pile some grain that was due to the Aniyim. Now, how do we know how much was due to the Aniyim? So we paskin that anything in contact with the bare ground is the Aniyim. Right? He said, you want to do that? So pay. Okay. So that basically what we're doing is we're mafkir his lower grains and forcing him to give it to Aniyim. Right? So now, says over there, Omra bi Ami, b'shem Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Obviously, when we say it goes to the Aniyim, it means we give it the din of leket. If we give it the din of leket, it's because it means that the Aniyim don't take Meiser, because Aniyim don't take Meiser from leket. Aniyim the Matanis are considered to be potter from other Matanis. They don't take Meiser off from leket. But if we now defined the Hefker over here that's going to the Aniyim, potters them from taking off Maaser. So this has got to be Beit Shammai Shita. Why? Because Beit Shammai Shita is that Hefker La Aniyim Hefker. So since this has a din now of leket, even though it's only basically hefker for Aniyim to take, that has a din of true hefker. But according to Beit Hillel, that hefker means hefker to all, this is not really leket. It's not really leket, and it's not really hefker. So why would it be potter from Iser? We can't tell him, okay, let the Aniyim take, what do you mean, let the Aniyim take? It'll be makshel then in taking something that they're mechuyev to take off Iser, but you're Iser. So it must be this Beit Shammai Shita. The Ikka Beit Hillel, Aniyim Ochlin Umasrim. It would have to say, not that it's leket, it would have to say it's given to Aniyim, but it's like food. It's like a gift. You give to Aniyim, which of course requires them, unless it's the Maya, of course. We're talking about the Arisa, in which they have to take off Meiser. The Amalei Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi said back to him within that Reish Lakish was wrong, and that actually we heard Shamanu Shupa Turmi Maaser Devei Akol. Even Beit Hillel is moda over here, because this is a knas in which they were mafkirit bezdin. So if they were mafkirit, why take off Meiser? So anyway, it would be part of Midian rights because of after bezdin after, not because of leket. So what do you see from here, man? You see from here that after bezdin after applies to the din of Meiser. There you go. That's a raya. What kind of crazy raya? Chamishasar bo shulchanot hayu yoshvim b'medina. So from the 15th, which is after the hakrazah on the 1st, we gave people 2 weeks to get their money together, we set out the counters, which were the banks, basically. A shulchan is the name of a banker, which is what a bank means, basically. It means a shulchan. So it's interesting, that was the bank. So the original name for a bank is a shulchan. I'm saying Russian reason the Mishnah. So the shulchanot are put out with supplies of maktas shekel, so people can buy them with other coins or get change for shekel coins. And they put these out b'medina. You know that there's a long-standing machlokas, the Rambam and other Rishonim, about what medina means, which of course has everything to do with us here in the Old City, because according to the Rambam, in the Old City we have a din of the Mikdash, and therefore we have to take our Lulav and Esrogon Sukkos, Menorah, all 7 days, which is why we have to be more machmir on problems that other people don't have to be machmir, because it's only pasos for them in the first day. The rest of the days are only Drabbanim. Here in the Old City, we have to be machmir on our Psule, Lulav, and Esrog, all in the Yomtiv, on all of them, all Psule, not only the ones that are machmir, even on the Drabbanim. But according to other Rishonim, the word Medina means Yerushalayim, and Mikdash means the actual Beit HaMikdash. So again, the meaning of this Mishnah, again, consistent with those two approaches, is that the Shulchanot HaYu Yoshvim BaMedina would mean in town, in Yerushalayim, not the Mikdash itself. According to the Rambam, it would mean all around, outside of Yerushalayim, but they didn't yet have it in Yerushalayim proper. So they gave people more time, and also it was not exactly the nicest thing to have some monetary issues here. So we waited until the end, and the 25th already, we set out the tables even in Yerushalayim, or according to others, in the actual Beit HaMikdash, B'Mikdash. Now, Mishi Yashvu B'Mikdash, once already, we've got those Pharisees with their money changers, those no goodniks, always trying to take money from the Jews for the Korbanos, absolutely disgusting. So once they were sitting there with their money-changing tables, when at that point we already started going out and being Mimashkein. Now, somebody who didn't bring his Matzah Shekel, we went and took it from him. It's like, those days, it was almost as bad as not paying your agrat televisia. I mean, it was horrific. You just come into your house, walk off your television for the Matzah Sheker. So it's me, Mamashkin, and who would they force to give the Matzah Sheker? Leviim, Yisraelim, Gerim, Avadim Shufarim. However, those are not Mechuyev, Midiraisa, even though maybe they had been giving, and there's a mitzvah. They would not take from Nashim, would not take from Avadim, would not take from Ktanim. Now remember that Ktanim, in the context of Matzah Sheker, means under 20. So we wouldn't be Mamashkin. A child whose father had taken responsibility, he has to continue, once he was makabel himself, he has to continue until such time that the child could take over his own. And therefore, we would be, when he comes 20, we would be mamashkin such father. Having once been makabel, the chiyuv on yourself, so we insist that you do it.
So he gives the father this one,
and he said, if he wants to. Doesn't have to. However, we don't force Kohanim to give a Matzah Sheker, and we'll see. It was a whole major issue, halachically. Kohanim managed to figure out reasons why they shouldn't give the Matzah Sheker. And as you all know, it isn't kedai to start up with Kohanim. So, Mamela Mibnei Darkei Shalom. We'll see that it doesn't really mean Mibnei Darkei Shalom. Heid ben Bukhri B'Yavna, famous drosha. Ben Bukhri B'Yavna was made. Kol kohen sheshokel eino chote. Look, it is really a sin for kohen to give the Matzah Sheker. It's not the end of the world. There are some very frum kohenim. Let them give a Matzah Sheker. Amala Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh, cut it out. Kol kohen she eino shokel is chote. Don't give me this. Try to make it seem. Elo shakohenim dorshim mikrezul atzmam. How did the whole thing start? The kohenim tained. But since it says, v'kol nimchat kohen kalil tiyelo teachel. Suppose I would bring a korban mincha to the Beit HaMikdash. Would we be mekametz, or we burn the whole thing? There's no shirayim with the minchas kohen. It's also to eat it. So explain to me what you guys want to do now about the minchas haomer. What exactly do you want to do about the shtei alechem? Because I'll tell you one thing. If we're going to give our money, you ain't going to get anything. Nobody's going to be allowed to eat it. So how come we're mechuyif to eat it? Must be that the kohenim don't pay for these things. Must be coming only from Yisrael. The lechem haponim, all of it is shalanu. So eich merchalim. Why are they eating? Must be that we don't pay. Okay, so let's go through now the Mishnah. Ein memashkenim et haktanim. Now, when you say ein memashkenim, the mashma'ut is that we certainly send you a bill. We just don't go and take away your TV. So, mashma says the Gemara halitvah tovim. We will be toveya them. Now, obviously, it doesn't mean ktanim. We'll be toveya 5-year-olds. It means, adetema kishevi shtei sa'arot. Talking about being toveya a katan who is normally viewed as a god, just in terms of the machtis ha-shekel. He isn't really chayiv, because he's not 20 yet. So, im loy vishtei sa'arot, obviously, obedam, we're not talking about sending bills to children. Furthermore, the mashkenin, mamashkin hafa pishei vishtei sa'arot. We're not going to be mamashkein anybody under 20, because he isn't mechuyev in Yirai Spring. It's just that we encourage these people to volunteer a little bit of extra money for the Beit HaMikdash. Now, the right way of understanding the Mishnah, Keni Matanitin, is not Mitnei Darkei Shalom, which makes it sound like the Kohanim will actually start, knifing us. The understanding of Darkei Shalom is actually since the Kohanim are worthy of our respect, they're the ones that are going to be bringing all of these karbanos. They're going to be taking all of the burden upon themselves. I mean, it's really low class to go in there and take away their TV sets. They're supposed to relax at night. So what we want to do, therefore, is to trust them. It's not nice to talk to a Kohen and believe he's not going to, he'll undoubtedly show up. Lamais, of course, if he really believes in the Kohenim Dorshim Mikrezul Atzmam. So what we do is that Bezdin is Mezaka Kohenim Mechelek and everything as a Chelef Avodatam. Because they did all the work, they deserve a little bit of extra consideration.
The story about being a
part. We're going to get to that. We're getting to that. That's the next bit. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Heid Ben Bukhri, Biyavna, Omer Bracha. Why is Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai not willing to accept the drush of Ben Bukhri? Because Rabbi Yochanan says, look, when it says, Zeh Yitnu, Kol Over Al Pekudim, Zeh Yitnu is a gematria. Zeh stands for Yud Beit. So Yud Beit Shvatim Yitnu means that all 12 Shvatim have to pay up. Rabbi Tavi, b'shem Rav Amnuna, says, Kein Meshiva Chachamim l'Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, they cut out the gematrias. Okay, let's talk about the limud over here. The Kohanim are claiming that if they pay the Machzor Shekel, so then the Shtei Alechem and the Lechem Haponim and the Omer is not going to be allowed to be eaten. So what we point out to Rabbi Yehuda is that that's nonsense. Because Chatat, for instance, is it true that a chatat yachid, where the Bailam are mitkaper b'achet, it is that it's one of the chamesh chatot ha-metot. It's meta. But a chatat tzibur is not meta, okay? So are there different laws for the tzibur than for the yachid? So what makes you think that the din of a kohen personally, who brings a mincha, is not allowed to eat the mincha? What makes you think that that would apply in the same case to a korban tzibur? There's obviously a different set of rules that applies there. There's no reason to think that because the kohanim are part of a tzibur, so therefore the tzibur also is not allowed to have the milchas kohen. So therefore, I would say, the same way, we may agree that a minchat yachid of a kohen indeed is kreva kalil, and that's been brought entirely to the mizbeah, but a minchat tzibur is not kreva kalil. Hey, you know, I mean, it's a little weird that meshivim adam davar shenam odebo. I mean, you're telling Reb Yehuda, look, I mean, are we not agreed that a chachat tzibur is not meta? Well, actually, if you'd ask Reb Yehuda, he'd say, no, we're not agreed. Because as we know, and we just discussed this recently, it's not. She ain't chata tzibur meta. And Rabbi Yehuda omer tamud. It happens to be Rabbi Yehuda is very consistent. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the dinim of the yachid do apply to the tzibur. He says that you may have a case of a chata tzibur that's not meta because, for instance, chata shemetu ba'aleha, you don't have an tzibur because ain't tzibur meta. Fine, but a chata, the other chataot, chata shenev da misaber shenotza, and so on. Why would that not die? Even though it belongs to a tzibur. So therefore, that's not the thing. But anyway, who motivlan, but he also responds to our argument. He said, look, even if I'd agree with you, I wouldn't agree with you. Because I understand what you're saying. You're saying that an individual kohen who gives the money, now we should apply to him the din of a korban tzibur. Why would we, who's to say? We're making two leaps over here. One leap is, which I'll accept, that a korban tzibur is different than him of a korban yachid. Okay, that may be. But you're taking for granted it over here where an individual gives now money that is not called his carbon. We just view it as a carbon tzibur. And that the din of the Kohen, where a Kohen's carbon is not allowed to be eaten, that's just a function of whether we call it a carbon tzibur and not whether it's called a carbon of a Kohen. Because as far as the Kohen is, because the Kohen's part of it is the Yechidah's part. I'm giving my money. I mean, why does that necessarily follow? So Zul Onidvat Yachidi. I mean, if the guy's giving money for himself, so that's a Nidvat Yachid. You may call it a carbon tzibur, but it's a Nidvat Yachid. Even lay, now they answer Rabbi Yehuda's objection that no, absolutely not. Kivan shenim tzral tzibur, kemishu nidvat tzibur. No, once it's given to the tzibur, it has a din of not the money of the coin, which, by the way, was the meaning of what Ben Bukhri was made, that a coin, that a shokel, isn't chote. What's the avamina of it's chote? What could he possibly be doing wrong? Because if lemaisa, a person would give something to the lishka, which he wasn't being meiser to the tzibur, he would really mess things up. The korbanos tzibur need to be bought by public funds, not by personal funds. Therefore, what Ben Bukhri was saying is that we can assume that a person who donates money, even when he's not clear, does not intend to keep it as his own. He gives it over wholeheartedly to the tzibur. Lemaisa, I mean, even Ben Bukhri has made it to that. So therefore, we tend to review that and say, well, what's your concern? Now, what, this has a din of a nidvas yoch? It's not a nidvas yoch. Once it's given over to the lishka, it's not public funds. It's nothing. It's not Kohen's money. That's the point.
Is it a role of that?
No, it's a new din of ownership. It's not that there's a lot of yachidim that we put together. Because there we find that there's an inyan of a chelik of a carbon. Yeah, it's like you find by Moshe who asks that Bilam, that Keras chelik shouldn't be burned on the mizbeah. So it is. It's possible to be miyached elements of the carbon if a person would have that in mind. We don't want to go there. We don't want to come out to Efker Bez. We're not Efker. Because we don't do things like that. We only do it when necessary. Kol ha'over ala pekudim is what it says, right? Now, what when you say ha'over, what is kol ha'over? One way of reading this, that there's a machlokus between Rabbi Yehuda and the name of Ben Bukhri and Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, and we paskin obviously like Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, who did not accept the Eidus of Ben Bukhri. Instead, he said it over and off. And therefore, you better start saving. Or get rid of your TV, one or the other. So, now, look, we're used to reading Kol Ovel HaPkudim as if it's a comment after the fact. In other words, the Torah is telling us, who will be over Al HaPkudim? Yibed Esrim Shana V'mala. But, I mean, that's not what it's saying. It's saying that anybody who is over Al HaPkudim, so then it's just, now it becomes a tautology. Anyone who is over Al HaPkudim is Yibed Esrim Shana V'mala. But the right way, maybe, to understand the pasuk is that it's being Meramis to us, that Kol HaOver is Mechuyev now on the Pekidah. So what would that mean? It says Machlokes, Rabbi Yonah Nechemya. One says it means whoever was overing the Yamsuf, Kol Over, should pay his Machzis HaShekel. Of course, if that's the case, it means everybody's chayav Machzis HaShekel, because anybody who managed to be there had survived the Yam. So it would mean that Nashim, Ketanim, I mean, everybody should be Yitain. Yeah. But this is the marker of our current Shekel, as we saw. So this means that everybody would be chayav. No. It's called the Aval Pikudaya. It means those people who passed by the census takers at the time of Moshe Aaron. Now, this is very important because Shevet Levi never passed by the census takers because it says over there that was, first of all, it was a separate census. It wasn't Ben Esrim Shana V'mala. It wasn't part of this. Or others, the Karbaneta time is that it also, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu, when, even though he was a Mitzvah afterwards, to be Kodesh Shevet HaLevi, he would go to their tent, not that they came to him. Basco would come out and say, Kach v'kach nefashot, and so on. So that's not Over Al HaPikudim. So then it wouldn't include the Gohanim. So mind you, Amar called over B'yama Yitain. Okay, that's right, to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. The Gohanim and Levim went to the Yam. Mind you, Amar called over Al Pikudaya. It's already a remez to Ben Bukhri, because the Torah was already mechalik in the original census. So maybe in a chinam, it was never a din. Forget about the raya that they're bringing. Where do you get the idea that the Kohanim are Mechliv and Machzis HaShekel? Since we're interpreting the original Machzis HaShekel to be the Mekor of our Machzis HaShekel, the original Machzis HaShekel was part of the census taking, so then it shouldn't include those who weren't included in the census. That's what the book was just saying. Okay, yeah. It's not a problem if you do give, because you might sort of see. Then to say Kohanim Dorshu Mikra Zel HaAtzmus is only a raya, it's not a mocker. Mocker is indeed this. Why should we even believe? Do part of it anyway. We'll do it tomorrow. So, first, mitaknim et adrachim et arachovot vet mikvot amayim ve'osim kol tzorkei harabim, referring to what? Eloi tzorkei harabim. Danim dinim momen ezin nefoshet dinim makos podim erachim charomim ekteishos mashkin et asota sofim et apora ofin eglar ufa rotzin evad ivri mitari et ametzoram mefarkin et aminal me'agevi amayim ve'in machzirin otan until the winter time. Taman tanina. Mashkin beit ashlachinu mitzaynin ala kvarot during Chol HaMoed. What for? Lo kvar tzinu miadar. And obviously, it's dipoter. Shirat shetef shal gishamim v'shatfo. Furthermore, it says there, v'yotzin af ala kilayim. Lo kvar yatzu miadar. Again, dipoter sheta shana af kila. Ve'in atzmachim nikarim. We couldn't take care of it then. Minayin letzion. Reb Rachya says, it was Reb Yaakov bar bat Yaakov b'shem Reb Chunya de brat chavrin. Reb Yudzah says, no, it was Reb Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Reb Chunya de brat chavrin. Reb Chizkia and Reb Azil, who was actually the son of Reb Chunya bar chavrin, says, no, it was said in the name of Reb Chunya of Beit Chavran, that's dad. Tamei yikra kedei sh'teya tu mekora lecha b'fia v'omeret lecha frosh. Whereas Rabbi Lovish and Rabbi Shur Bar Nachman says Beferish, Avua Ovrim Beretz, Vara Etzem Adam, Uvana Etz Lotzion. So Etzem teaches us, Betzainim Ala Tzomot. Adam, Betzainim Ala Shidra Vagugolet. Banam, Mikan Shibzainim Agabi Evan Kavua. It's gotta be. Kavua Zima Omrat Agabi Evan Plusha. Safi Olech Et Mutam Yokam Achra. Etzlo means Mokam Tahara, not directly over the Tumah. Tzion, this tells us, Chiev of Tzion. And then, in a case, therefore, where matzah even achat mitzuyenet, hava pishein mekaimim ken, as we just said, but since we only find one stone, we'll have to assume that amal elahetz tamid, because ani omer meit mitzuyan, ha'yelatun tachteh. But ha'yushtayim, then amayel alayhem tahar, but b'neim tamay. However, imaya koresh b'natayim, so then each one is viewed as a separate marker. Sarink Yechidiot, in which case Dafka Binem would be Tahar, and it would be the Svivotem that would be Tahar. Tani, Emet Sanin Alabasar, Shema Nitakelabasar, that were burning tires for no reason. So Rabbi Yusta Bar Shunan asked Rabbi Mana So in that case, lo nimtza mitame tarot lo mafreya. Omaleinu mutav shiit kalkalu bo l'sha'a v'al yit kalkalu bo l'olam. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, b'rishona hayu okrinu mashlechim lefneihem. Mishrabu ovrei avera hayu mashlechim l'drachim. It kino in the end shu mafkiren et kol ha'sadeh. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, tani. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, b'rishona hayu okrinu mashlechim lefneihem. V'yismechim sh'tei simachot. First of all, shayu menachshkin sadoteihem for them. And secondly, shayu neni menachkilayim and they fed it to their animals. So mishrabu ovrei avera hayu mashlechim l'drachim. Then they couldn't feed it anymore. Nonetheless, I smeich him. Show you menachshim sedotayim. It kiddushim afkir and kolas sadekula. How do you know that you can do that? I mean, I shafker beitin afkir. Dechtiv chol asher lo yavol leshlosh tayamim batzat asarim veskenim yichuram korach ushol v'yibadel mikal agola. Minayin she ptura min amasrot, and it's true afkir. Rabbi Yonatan bereid Rabbi Yitzchak bar Rada shemla min had. In me'abrim et ha'shana lo ba'shvi'it v'lo b'metzei shvi'it, but nonetheless imi brua ha'rezu me'uberet. Now think about this. Chodesh echad that if the Rabbanim were Moshev shelo kedin, in the end it's potter from Meiser. How could that be? It's a derisive take off Meiser. Must be also din of efker bezin efker. So ad kedon, I understand shvi'is. What's the point of not being marich metzei shvi'is? Om re'abavim shelo l'rabot b'yisr chodesh. Reb Zira B'Shem Reb Elozer points out that Hadadat Omar about Shvi'is is Achlo Itir Rebbe Lavi Yerek Michutz La'Arz. Ava Mishi Itir Rebbe Lavi Yerek Michutz La'Arz. In Shvi'is Yishar Shnei Shavuot is no longer Akpoda. Tony Ein Ma'abrim Betzoy Shvi'is Amar Amona Hadadat Omar is only Brishonah Shayer Shanim Ketikunan. Ava Lachshav She'ein Hashanim Ketikunan. In Shvi'is Yishar Shnei Shavuot. Tony Shabed Ram Gamliel Ibrua Indid Mavatzoy Shvi'is Miyad. Om Rabbi Yovan, getting back to your raya, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Acha. I mean, that's no raya. In min hada letat shma min haklum. Shmorat chodesh aviv is a deraita which says shomrei shaviv b'chidusha. You want a raya? Hayri amre da. Gadi shelo luka tachtav. Kalon agot baratz rin shel aniyim. Says Rabbi Ami, this must be Shem Rish Lakish. This must be Beit Shammai. Dikike Beit Hillel. Then it would have to say aniyim or ochlin or maser because hefker laniyim is not hefker. V'yomer lai Rabbi Yosa. No, shamanu shupati from maser totally because it was the rabbanon who gave it al sedin knas. Not they said mechayev you to give it to the aniyim. They were konis you in terms of hefker bez and hefker. In which case it's now pata from maser. There's your ayah. V'chamisha sabo shulchanot yoshvim b'medina b'esrim v'chamisha bo yashvu b'migdash. Mishi yashvu b'migdash, hitchilu l'mashken. Et mima mashkenin, levim v'yisraelim v'gerim v'avanim v'shukhrarim, aval, nobody who's not chayim nikradin, lo nashim v'avadim u'ktanim. Kol katan shitchil aviv l'shkala yadal, then he got himself the trouble. Yeah. It's always like that. He has to keep on going. Shuv eni posek. No good deed is unrewarded. Eim mashkenin et ha'kohenim mipnei darkei shel, unpunished, yeah. Omer Reb Yehuda, Heid ben Buchri v'Yavne, Kol Kohen she'shokel eino chote. Amar Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai, excuse me, ki ela Kol Kohen she'eino shokel is chote. Ela she'kohanim dorshim mikre zeh la'atzma. V'chol minchat Kohen kelil tia lo tiachel. Sa'el v'yomer shtei alechem alechem aponim shelano heich ne'echalim. Ein v'mashkenir taktanim, but mashma ha'litva tovim. Yes, but other than Tamar, b'shevish tei sarot, it is only a cotton in respect to not being 20 years old. Avalim lo evish tei sarot, lo beda. Ulemashken ein memashkenim, that's afa b'shevish tei sarot. The way to understand the Mishnah, by the way, is ein memashkenim et ha'kohanim mipnei darach ha'kavod, not literally darkei shalom. Om Reb Yudahid ben Brachia, Om Ben Bukhri, Om Reb Rachia, time Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai, Zei yitnu kol over al pkudim, Yud beit shvatim yitnu. Reb Tavi b'shem Reb Abnuna says, Kem b'shimin, Chakomim Reb Yudah. Chatat yachid meita, correct? Nonetheless, we're all agreed, I hope, but ein chatat tzibur meita. So then, the same thing is true here. Min chata yachid kreva kalil, but min chata tzibur, such as the lechem aponim, and the omer, and so on, is not kreva kalil. So what's the problem? Hey, Tasha, Meshivin Adam davar she'enu modeh bo, titlan she'en chatat tzibur meita, whereas Rabbi Yehuda says it does, actually. But he asks back, Zu lo nidvat yachidi. And they answer him, yeah, but kivan she'nimsor la tzibur, kemishu nidvat tzibur. Now, Ktiv Kola Over Ala Pekudim. Rav Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemiah argue about that pasuk. Char Omer Kol Da Avar B'Yamsuf. So then Yitein Ala Pekudim. V'Achrona Omer No Kol Da Aval Pekudaya. They and only they are Yitein. So Mandi Omer Kol Da Avar B'Yama Yitein. That's a right of Yochanan and Zakkai, because Kohanim also passed through the Yam. But Mandi Omer Kol Da Avar Pekudaya Yitein. That's a right of Ben Bukhri, because the Kohanim either they didn't come because Moshe went to them. The Bechlal are not Mechuyev in that Pasuk, because that Pasuk says, they weren't included in that count.